And now, from coast to coast, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Did you drop something?
No.
Present the CBS Radio Network.
Like kind of an empty Friday, doesn't it, Ray, with no picnic? Like, it always takes me a few Fridays after the early picnic to get back to normal.
That's right. Just think it's been 1 week now since we had that wonderful, wonderful time. Well, I think we better forget it and wait till next summer.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to try very diligently to get in that call from Thurber Whitechapel tonight because we had trouble running overtime yesterday.
We promised to have him yesterday, and we promised to have him today, so we're going to really get... We're really going to guard the time... Hi, Wally. We're going to guard the time so we can get Trevor on today.
I'd like to have you meet my family. I brought them in town today. Did some shopping.
Wonderful, wonderful.
My wife, Holla.
Hello.
And my little boy, Baloo.
Well, hi there, little boy, Baloo.
Hi.
And it's good to see you again.
This is Ms. Baloo.
Hello, Bill. Well,
a few
words, Hollis. All right. Hello,
Barbara. It's certainly nice to have you come and visit our studio here and see your husband at work. And how's your little boy like this?
Well, he's very excited.
Shopping. You've been shopping, little boy, below?
Huh?
Yeah, have you been to the movies?
Don't talk too much, little boy.
Wally, what kind of a day have you put in? What are you
planning?
Well,
they went
later?
Shopping, as I said, and I'm going to take them to dinner as soon as your show is over. And then we've got tickets to a hit Broadway show. Production. And then we're going
to take
the train back home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing I do every year for them, don't I, Holla?
Yes, every year we come to the city and we have a wonderful time.
Oh, my, these are really out front.
Yes, we look for us every year.
Yeah, we do.
Well, we'll
just sit down over here.
Just a second, Wally, before you sit down, though, huh? I mean, did you, by any chance, take a look at the assignment board before you...
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact. Somebody had hung a shirt over it.
You have an assignment tonight.
Today.
As a matter of fact, you should be in the Bob and Ray station wagon now, heading towards it.
Well,
the
how long will it take? I'll be able to get back for dinner, will I? Maybe I could go right away.
No, it's a story that I don't think will really break until much later tonight, but we wanted you to go out and get as much color as you could on this story.
Well, that means I'm going to have to change my plans.
The oyster harvest in... out in Long Island Sound.
Oh, well, that is important.
Well, see,
when these assignments come in, Holly, you just have to take them. You don't know when...
Well, I don't know what you're made out of, Holly. With all these plans, you're going to stand there now and go to some... With all these plans...
Can't understand her sometimes.
With all these plans that we've made, you're going to go cover an oyster harvest?
Yeah, see that.
Fly right.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it, folks. I'm terribly sorry if they give me an assignment. I have to accept it.
We're very, very unhappy about all this, Miss Blue and little boy Blue, to disappoint you so. But, of course, business comes first.
Comes before pleasure, of course.
Always.
And I'm sure they'll understand the more they think about it, Father.
So, care to sit down?
Great, you better.
You better get going, Wally. And,
all right.
And maybe they...
Well, you folks will have to get home by yourself.
Let alone the train go.
Yeah.
I'm leaving, Carol. I'm going out. All right,
little
now,
boy Baloo went with him, too, huh?
Bob, you had burning a machine here on the desk.
I have it set right here on the desk. This is the Walner Slender voice. And actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to do a friend of mine a favor. Weaver Walner. Do you remember him?
Vaguely.
I went to school
name.
With him, and then I met him in the Army.
Yeah.
And we've kept in touch through the years. And he now is president of the Walner Slender Voice Company, and he asked us if we could kind of acquaint the public with the machine.
I thought I'd bring it in tonight. Could I have somebody in the audience to help me with this? Maybe somebody to try it out.
All right, sure.
Would you come up here? And you must be here at a convention. I see you wearing a badge there, and on the badge is your name. You are Tom Reiber. Is that right?
No, that's Reimer.
Oh.
Miss Eckmeyer had to type up the badges in a hurry back in Indianapolis. She finds it a bit difficult to work under pressure.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, now, how'd you like to hear your own voice?
Well, haven't I been hearing my own voice all these years?
Well, I mean on a machine. This one here, the slender voice. You see, this is a wire recorder, and it's put out by a friend of mine, and he wanted... You know, to get a little promotion for it, and have people try it out. Do you like hear the way you sound?
Well, I guess it's all right. Grace isn't with me, and after all, I'm here to have some fun. What do I have to do anyway?
Well, Mr. Reimer, I'm going to let you do it all yourself.
All right.
Now, the Walnut Slender Voice is turned on. All you have to do, see, is take this little gadget, hold it in front of your mouth, press a button, and speak in.
Okay. Well, what do I say, though?
Well, I guess anything comes to mind, it'd be all right in a demonstration of this sort. All you do is say it loud and clear right into the gadget there.
All right.
Or you just press the button when you're talking.
Okay. Hello, my name is Tom Reimer. R-I-M-E-R. Reimer. I'm in this city on business. Miss Sickmeyer doesn't work too well under pressure. I think I saw Lowell Thomas walking down one of the corridors. How's that?
That's fine. Now, you can stop pressing the button now, Mr. Reimer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, well, just let go of it there. What's your finger?
Forgive me. It's just a case of convention nerves.
All right. Now, would you like to hear yourself on the Walnut Slender Voice?
Oh, would I?
All right. Now, you just press that other little button there, and we'll hear it.
All right. Hello? My name is Tom Reimer. R-I-B-E-R. Reimer. Reiber. I'm in this city on business. Miss Almeyer, Miss Eckmeyer, doesn't work well under pressure. And I believe that I saw Frank Thomas walking down one of the corridors. How's that for a speech?
Now, isn't that an amazingly accurate machine, Mr. Reimer, Reiber?
Well, fine.
What do you think of that now?
Well, it's a fine technical product, lots of know-how behind that machine.
Well, Mr. Walner certainly thinks that he's got a real good thing on his hands.
Yeah, it sounded a little different than what I thought I said.
Well,
so can I have the
personality
piece of wire that you
had your voice on? Sure, let me wind it back here, and then I'll give you a hand. Floor. There is one thing that a bug they haven't worked out of this yet that when that does unwind like that, you can't do anything about it.
But
thanks for helping
it up if you want to let the children take it on hold.
Put it on a little spool there if you have one with you.
Yeah, sure.
And thanks for taking part in the demonstration. I think you did a great deal of good for our friend, Mr. Reimer, Reiber. What was his name?
Walner was your friend's name, Bob.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he was tuned in.
Pretty old set now.
Okay, I think you know.
Here's your mail, Bob and Ray.
Well, thanks very much.
Excuse me.
Mail just came in. We'll get with you in just a second.
Okay, work.
Some of this mail must be about Smelly Dave.
Yeah, this one says, dear Bob and Ray, I think I know where Smelly Dave is at. I've seen him at the corner of 5th and 83rd here in downtown Pittsburgh.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Our detective was up around Cape Cod the other day. I don't think he could have gotten.
I don't think that's
good.
Right.
To hear from somebody. Here's another one. Dear Bob and Ray, I think I've seen the whale, too. And if you'll send me a return self-addressed postcard, I'll tell you where I've seen it.
I don't think we've got to read too much more of this. Too much time. We want to get to Thurber Whitechapel for sure today.
Captain Webb, do you have a short book to review?
Well, yeah, it's a nice book that I recommend. It's the Status Seekers by Van Patten.
The Status Seekers. It's a good book.
Right.
And your players?
The players are downstairs in the other studio all set to reenact what I think is one of the most interesting parts of the book.
What would that be?
It's about 3 days at sea when we look in on them.
Well, I don't remember anything.
Did you read them?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the part. Go ahead, actors.
Hello, baby.
Hi, I, sir.
What brings you here?
Well, I was just wondering if you wanted me to climb the rigging, sir.
Why, you? Get up off of the deck. Keep a civil tongue in your head when you're talking to the good captain of this tub, you hear?
But there seems to be too much billowy canvas up above there. And we look like we're running into a storm. I only thought maybe it'd be good if we took some of it in.
Why? You.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Stand up, matey. What be the meaning of this?
Well, it's just that storm we're heading for, Captain.
A storm we're heading for, you say, matey?
You see those dark clouds over there on the horizon?
Why? The good captain can see a storm, matey. What gets the good captain's goat is that the good captain wasn't told to be on the lookout for a storm. Can't you read the weather signs no more, matey?
Well, we
why?
That's from
a great scene.
Status Seekers by Vance Parker. I recommend it for everybody. The kids love it, and the older folks will.
I don't remember that in it anyway.
Well, it really comes alive when you read it.
Well, okay. Thanks very much.
Webby
Webster, in charge of our book reviews. And now on the phone from North Chicago to tell us one of his famed telephonic stories, or stories by telephone, Thurber Whitechapel. Hello, Thurber.
It was,
I guess he's already
after,
into the story.
Well, I don't know how many years that I thought I might like to tell a story, but it was about this fellow who had come over
Excuse me just a minute. Can I just interrupt a minute to tell you? We don't have too much time. If you just kind of speed it up, give us the main facts, and then we'll...
This fellow came over many, many years ago from Bulgaria. Oh, this goes way, way back. And he came over as a young man, 18 years old.
Uh-huh.
And, He became quite successful in this country. He became a multimillionaire. And when he never married, had no family. When he reached the age of, I think it was about 73, 74 years old, he was sitting in his wealthy penthouse one night, and he got thinking to himself that he had accomplished practically everything in life, and he really had only one great burning desire, and that was to have one more piece of Bulgarian cream pie.
Oh, like you remembered from his childhood, huh?
And so he set about liquidating all his property and all his money. He gave it away to charities. He kept just enough money to buy him a fare over to Bulgaria
to get back home,
so he could have one more piece of cream pie.
Yes.
And there was quite a to-do about it in the papers. He had great publicity.
I should imagine. Uh-huh. Became a big success. Did he get back?
$5 or $10 million dollars. Wound up with just the fare, I think less than $500 to get back to the old country.
Yes, he'd allowed it all.
So he got aboard the ship, and they gave away all his clothes and all. He kept just the one suit.
Just what he needed,
And he got on this... the ship, and they were due to sail to France. From there, he was going to take a train.
Yes, well, you've got to speed up a little bit.
To Bulgaria to get the piece of the cream pie that he wanted so much.
Well, I can
So, they were about 5 days at sea when this huge...
I'm afraid we're going to have to continue the story perhaps on Monday if we can make... contact with Thurber. It's just not time today.
Thurber, if you're listening, keep the wire open because we'll probably get back to you on Monday.
Be anxious to see how it came out.
Well, we hope you all have a nice weekend, everybody. And until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network. Radio Network.